Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Earlier today, there was an interview in Ohio. Brian Rohrbaugh, the president of American Right to Life, was interviewed for an hour live Christian radio, and it went very well. We were excited to hear that that's going up on the internet, and we will provide a link to that for those who would like to hear as the message of the personhood wing of the pro-life movement moves around the country. In fact, we heard today from a pro-life leader on the East Coast. She's a medical analyst, and for some years, she worked with the Komen Foundation, the Race for the Cure, until she found out that not only does abortion end up providing a major risk factor for breast cancer, but the Komen Foundation not only holds that information from women who are at risk, but they also fund Planned Parenthood. They donate money to Planned Parenthood, the nation's number one abortion provider. So this woman, Eve Silver, she has been encouraged by what's happening out here in Colorado and the launch of American Right to Life. So she's contacted a Boston Christian radio station and asked the host if he would watch the pro-life strategy DVD called Focus on the Strategy 2, actually. It's the sequel to one done a couple years ago. And he said yes, and he's made a commitment to interview one of the officers of American Right to Life, so that's exciting. Also, I have here a newsletter sent out by a Milwaukee pro-life group called Missionaries to the Preborn, Matt Truella. And in here, they have an ad. Now, they've got a fabulous pro-life organization in Milwaukee, and their monthly mailing goes out, I know, to hundreds. I don't know if it's to over 1,000, but it's a large distribution list. And they have an ad in here for American Right to Life. They provide the website in large, bold letters, AmericanRightToLife.org. And the ad says this. It's just a sentence. It says, finally, a national pro-life political organization established upon principle and not pensions. We commend to you American Right to Life, AmericanRightToLife.org. That is so thrilling, and thank you to Matt Truella for being true and fighting for so many years to stop the killing of unborn children. So, and that reminds me of this U.S. News and World Report article that we talked about yesterday. This was out a week ago, and it's a three-page article with photographs, page 21, U.S. News and World Report, in their print magazine and on their website, and we'll be linking to this so you could read it online. But it's titled, New Abortion Wars, An Age-Old Fight is Heating Up in the States. And it's got a picture on the front of it of Joe Scott at the Denver Planned Parenthood facility at 20th and Vine, trying to save the lives of children, and a photo of Christy Burton, the young college student, law student, Christian woman, who developed the Personhood Initiative. She's a sponsor of the amendment. And a picture of Brian Rohrbaugh and the caption. I wanted to read this caption to you and then notice something about the National Right to Life quotes in here. But the caption is, activist Rohrbaugh argues that incremental restrictions only make abortion more palatable. And how true that is. How many politicians will think, hey, you know, I did my bit. I voted for the partial birth abortion ban. So what else do you want from me? Come on, that's over. They don't kill those late-term babies anymore. So just go back to church and shut up. And that's what's happening. Now National Right to Life wants to pass a law nationwide to give painkiller to the babies being killed. And of course, that would backfire and become an excuse for more women to go ahead and kill their baby because the baby won't feel pain. For late-term kids, that's National Right to Life's idea. So in this article, when Matt Truella mailed this out before this article was printed, And he says, finally, a national pro-life political organization established upon principle and not pensions. We commend to you American Right to Life, AmericanRightToLife.org. You know, the quotes in here from National Right to Life, you know what it's about? It's not about ending abortion. It's about overturning Roe. And you overturn Roe, and then National Right to Life will just enjoy another 40 years of fundraising and bloated salaries and pensions, funding their pension program, and comfortably coexisting with Planned Parenthood for another 40 years. And so it's not about overturning Roe. It's not about restricting abortion, regulating abortion. It's about ending abortion. And if that goal isn't even in your terminology any longer, you have gone astray. And so I'm just thrilled with all the attention and all the traction that is going to American Right to Life and their political 527 group, American Right to Life Action, ARTLAction.com. And we've been hearing from a lot of people about the anti-Romney ad that's running in South Carolina. And we're just thrilled that American Right to Life Action has pulled that off for a brand new political organization to get TV ads up and running, radio ads, have the TV ads in Iowa and now South Carolina. And in Michigan, they're voting. And tonight, we'll find out what happens in Michigan. But if Romney, whether he wins or loses tonight, South Carolina will be vitally important to him. And if he loses, boy, what trouble is he going to be in? Okay. Now, the Collaborators Project, where Will Duffy is heading up this effort to stop Planned Parenthood from building this abortion superstore in Denver. Well, I have here an email from the Lakewood City Council to Lakewood residents about the home protest of the White's Company executives, Gary Megason in particular, in Lakewood. And I'm going to read part of this to you. Now, how did I get this? I'm not a representative, but one of the residents, neighbors, wanted us to know what's going on with the Lakewood City Council. So I'm going to read part of this to you. But know this, that there is a new era in the fight against abortion as far as a concerted effort to increase the social tension regarding child killing. National Right to Life, for the last 30 years, has been against any effort to increase the social tension. They're against the signs, the pictures of what abortion actually does to kids. They're against sidewalk counseling. They're against protest. They pretty much want a mainstream experience, and one in which they comfortably coexist with the Democrats, with pro-choice Republicans like Mitt Romney and Fred Thompson, with Planned Parenthood. So that's about to end also, because American Right to Life has a three-pronged strategy of course, recriminalize abortion and demoralize the opposition by creating an increasing social tension to coerce the government to right this injustice, and then to evangelize and educate people regarding God and the God-given right to life and God's law, do not murder. And salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, so with that national encouragement and support, we are hoping that there is a renewed era of pro-life activism on the streets and in every other way, on the internet, over the phone lines, at homes, at businesses, at multi-million-dollar construction sites, and the White's Corporation, they're right smack in the target of that social tension to up the ante. If you're going to support the killing of kids, there is a price that you will pay. And that price will be gauged based on a misery index. Remember the misery index? Okay, so here's a message from your Lakewood City Council representatives, January 14th, 2008. Dear residents, as most of you know, a group has chosen to picket one of your neighbors, That's Gary Megason with the White's Company. As your council representatives, we have looked into the situation extensively, researched local, state, and federal laws, talked to the targeted homeowner and organizations, listened to the neighborhood concerns, reviewed police reports, and talked about the issue at a council study session. Here is a brief overview of how things stand. Can the city stop residential picketing? No. Though we deeply sympathize with the children who are killed by the White's Corporation. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was reading Will Duffy's press release. No, I got to get back to this city council letter. Though we deeply sympathize with the resident and neighborhood in this situation, we are not able to prohibit the picketing. A few metro area communities have limited the size of signs, limited the time of picketing to daylight hours, and required picketers to walk a certain distance. You know, you got to go 666 feet from the abortionist's front door before you could head back to his house. That's like in Arapahoe County. These options probably would have little, if any, effect in this particular situation and might even inconvenience more of the neighborhood. And that's true. It sends the protest out a block or two through the neighborhood, not in one direction, but in four, six, or eight directions. So it just spreads the mess and the turmoil, which is not bad, you know. We don't have a lot of discipline. We're lazy. We go, we just hang out in front of the guy's house. But they pass these ordinances, and it's like a pro-life health club. We get together, and we walk for an hour through the neighborhood. So, but Lakewood is probably right that the ordinances don't really help much. In fact, they just spread the protest out. What are the protesters allowed to do in residential neighborhoods? They say it is legal to picket on a public sidewalk. Anyone can park on public streets. Picketers can carry signs. They can't post or place them on private property, but they can carry signs. We realize the signs used in this situation may be offensive to many, but they are legal as free speech unless the sign contains threats of violence. You know, and some neighbors get upset. And they say, do you realize that children will see that sign? And so Will Duffy likes to ask, why? What does this sign depict? Why would it get a child upset? What is it a picture of? And they don't want to say it's a picture of a dead child. Because that exposes the whole absurdity that they're defending the people who kill the kids. They just don't want anybody to see that they're killing the kids. And they point out that vehicles can also have signs on them. What can I do? And they say, please know that we understand how upsetting this is for many of you. We are concerned, but unfortunately, our options are limited. Well, actually, you can ask Gary Megason to stop building a child killing center. Now, that would be a great idea. You could urge the neighbors to say, Gary, please, they have said that they will be protesting for the next 20 years or more, for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing kids at that facility. Wherever you live or any future executives of the White's Company. So, and the White's headquarters and their primary, you know, their multi-million dollar construction builds. I wonder if future companies are going to want to hire whites if they know they're going to have abortion pictures outside their high-rise loft complex. Right? We could go with whites and have pictures of dead babies as we're trying to sell these units for $500,000, $800,000 each. Or we could hire one of their top 10 competitors, who, and they don't come with abortion protesters. So whites has no idea how this is going to affect them long term. They're going to be the abortion company, which means they're the abortion protesters company. Thewhitescompany.com. So as the founder of the Collaborators Project, Will Duffy is getting ready to send a letter, FedEx, to the whites, to the whites executives in Colorado and Des Moines. I don't know if he'll send it to some of the other regional headquarters of whites, But here he shared with me the letter, and I'd like to share with you an excerpt from the letter. There is so much happening in Colorado, and the fire that's been lit in Colorado is spreading around the country. And we need your help and your support. Beginning February 1st, Bob and Yurt Live will have our annual telethon for the broadcast to keep this show on the air for another year. And last year, boy, did you guys come through in a big way, and we met our goal. We had a very aggressive goal. We met that goal. And so this year, February 1st is coming up, and we picked February because it's a short month, and we want to get the telethon over as quickly as possible so we could spend time on the battle at hand. The battle is to teach people there is a God, and right and wrong has been declared by him. And one of the greatest wrongs is if you violate his enduring command, do not murder, and you kill the innocent. That is big trouble. And Christians think, well, we got to focus on the gospel. That is a fundamental part of the gospel, that there is a God, and that he has declared what is right and what is wrong, and that when you violate his law, you are guilty. And either you will go to eternal punishment, separation from God, or you will humble yourself and repent and ask God to forgive you. So when people don't know they're sinners, they tend to not ask for salvation, for forgiveness. So this is a fundamental part of the gospel. And you know what? The pro-life community in Denver, Colorado, that has brought all this with God's blessing to move forward, the personhood wing of the pro-life movement, if you take them as a group, let's say an inner circle of 50 people who are most involved, and you take how much witnessing to unbelievers do those 50 people do? And how much praying for unbelievers and for believers? And how much ministry to the body of Christ? And how much caring for the poor and the sick? How much? And how many souls are saved? How many people actually get saved from that group of 50 people? And I would weigh it against some other, pick a church, pick your church, and pick 50 people. 50 people. And there is a significant amount of gospel ministry that takes place when Christians realize that God cares about us loving our neighbor. Love God and love your neighbor. If you're apathetic, Jesus said, what does it mean to love your neighbor? If somebody's going to kill your neighbor or they're leaving your neighbor for dead and you walk on by, you're not so concerned. Like, remember the Good Samaritan? And the priest went on by and Levi went on by. But the Good Samaritan, who didn't even know God, he was concerned about the innocent blood that was about to be shed. This guy was the victim of a crime and he was left for dead. And the Good Samaritan intervened, and Jesus said, that's love. That's what I'm talking about. And if you build a social gospel and you leave out the crucifixion, the blood, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, well, you're a hypocrite, and you're leading people to hell. But if you have a theological gospel that has nothing to do or virtually nothing to do with the greatest evil of our day and injustice, the slaughter of the innocent, it's like Herod is given the command to kill all the kids, and the Christians are saying, that's not our job. It's not my job. I'm not called to that. If you were in Germany and they're killing Jews and you didn't care, you think that's not going to affect you when you stand before Christ? Of course it will. When blacks were owned as slaves, that was the most significant battle in America. And the Christians who had their ministries but ignored the plight of blacks, they were guilty. And they lost their rewards, and their ministries were somewhat irrelevant. All right. So I want to read to you this letter. This letter being Federal Expressed to whites executives in Colorado, in Des Moines, perhaps elsewhere. Okay, I'm just going to read to you just an excerpt from it. Okay, and remember, the Whites Corporation is building the largest abortion facility in the country, 52,000 square foot abortion superstore right here in Denver, and they're more than 100 years old. They're one of the top 10 or so construction firms in the nation, $1 billion a year in business. And so here we go. This is dear, you know, Gary Megason, dear Bill Hornaday, dear whatever executive at White's. Ask yourself, is the money we will make on this deal or the damage to our pride a worthwhile price to pay for the next 20 years of being designated with permanent collaborator status? I have committed my life, and this is written by Will Duffy, founder of Collaborators Project. I have committed my life to recruiting people, initially in Colorado, but then in Des Moines, Iowa, where their national headquarters is, and elsewhere, to protest the homes of White's officials, both current and future executives, and to protest various contractors and construction sites, especially high-dollar projects, to be at your homes throughout the year, but especially on every major holiday. For as many years as Planned Parenthood kills children in the facility you are preparing for them. All right, now, did you get that? I'm going to read that again. By the way, our number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. I have committed my life to recruiting people, initially in Colorado, but then in Des Moines and elsewhere, to protest the homes of White's officials, both current and future executives, and to protest various contractors and construction sites, especially high-dollar projects, to be at your homes throughout the year, but especially on every major holiday, for as many years as Planned Parenthood kills children in the facility you are preparing for them. My inspiration comes from those who have spent decades of their lives to stop an injustice, from Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad to William Wilberforce, who is a hero to the world for decades of relentless effort to stop slavery, to the 50,000 Christians arrested nationwide in the 1990s for their nonviolent civil disobedience, and from hope that the next generation. So Will Duffy writes, my inspiration comes from hope that the next generation of pro-lifers will catch this vision and not permit child killing with tranquility. Please understand the significance of the January 31st deadline. We will not allow whites to mostly complete the project and then make a pretend gesture of quitting the job in hopes of manipulating the protesters into quitting. We expect that whites and Planned Parenthood exaggerated to the media the length of the project, so that even if we succeed in slowing down the construction by a couple months, they can still claim to have finished on time. Therefore, we have determined that whites will have crossed the line of no return by February 1st, 2008. Unless you pull out and stop all work on this child-killing facility by January 31st, we will designate whites with permanent collaborator status. Pride comes before a fall. Humility brings peace. You decide. Wow. That's intense. That is intense. And you know what? Some other group, some other company, some other issue, they'd look at that and they'd say, this is just an idle threat. They're not going to do this. But this has been going on in Denver. I remember that Saturday morning back in the late 1980s when a group of us were at Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine, the late 80s. And we were talking about how there were protests there just once a week or sometimes twice a week. And we said, that's not right. We need to make a commitment. We need to pray to God and ask God for the ability to make sure there is a Christian witness and an intervention here every day that Planned Parenthood is killing kids at 20th and Vine every day. That was in the late 1980s. This is This is 2008. This is 20 years later. 20 years later, every day since that day, almost without exception, I mean, Planned Parenthood is closed once in a while. And we know in advance because we called to schedule abortions. So we know their schedule. And they're closed once in a while. And sometimes there's a blizzard that closes everything down. But almost without exception, for 20 years, we have had Christians there protesting with the big abortion signs. And last week, three babies were saved. 20 years later, because of that commitment. And for almost 20 years, there have been home protests of the abortionist in Colorado, in the Denver area, for almost 20 years. And so the target now is widening to include the White's Company for protest at their homes, at their places of business, and at their construction sites. Not every site. If they're building a $400,000 home, who cares? But when they have a $130 million high-rise lofts and business center they're building, that's a rich target. And so that's where the abortion signs will pop up. And then people who want to hire whites will have to think that through for the next 20 or 30 years, for as long as Planned Parenthood is killing kids in the facility built by the White's Company. So that's what future White's customers will have to decide. And the people who have to buy those lofts, maybe it'll be a $1.2 million loft downtown Denver or in Des Moines or in San Diego. And when White's is designated permanent collaborator status, that means their executives and their high-dollar projects will be targets, and they will be identified on the internet at thecollaboratorsproject.com indefinitely. And Lord willing, that will attract pro-lifers who wear T-shirts that say, "No child killing with tranquility." collaboratorsproject.com. No child killing with tranquility. So that's what's going on this week. What's happening in your life? I pray that there are things of eternal consequence happening in your life. American Right to Life, they need your help. They need your help badly. The March for Life is this Saturday all over the country. The March for Life, your local capital, but here in Colorado, it's in Denver on the steps of the Capitol, west steps of the Capitol at 1:30. Please come on out. It'll be great. And did I mention I was on Fox 31 this morning? Good Day Colorado. We'll talk about that tomorrow, Lord willing. May God bless you.